young man of 20 said goodbye on that long day. From the break of dawn until the sun was high, many young men of 20 said goodbye. Many young men of 20 said goodbye.
They left the mountains and the glens, the lassies and the fine young men. I saw a tear in every girl and boy. Many young men of 20 said goodbye.
This is a security announcement. Please do not leave any baggages and personal effects unattended. Unattended items may be seized and destroyed.
Some people hear voices because they are ill. Not me. I do hear them, though. Not all the time. Sometimes worse than others. Some louder than others. Got worse after my dad passed on. My shrink told me that it was a way of dealing with stress. People who have lost someone close often can hear or sense them. She says that they can bring great comfort, but I used to find it very irritating until I realised that these voices had come to tell me what really happened in our family, and I'm on my way to the reunion to tell them. I have to be careful who I say that to. Don't want them thinking I'm unstable before I board the plane. They can be quite strict nowadays. Where are my bifocals? Can barely see the departure board from here. Boarding time 11:52 for flight number 725843 to Cork. It began with the search for my great-grandfather, a man who left his wife and three children, went to work in the field one morning and never returned. Didn't everyone have a theory? Wasn't it 1912, and didn't Auntie Josie go off on a grand one, telling everyone that he went down on the Titanic? And him, without a sleeve to wipe his nose on? No. He went off with the girlie in the village, and of course she was in the family way. Girlie. Auntie Josie called all young women girlie. That's when she wasn't calling them lads. Auntie Delia had other ideas, said that the same girl had turned up in a mother and baby home in England. The poor baby was given up and the girl went into a mental asylum. So she said. No idea, of course, how she would have got over to England or why they would have wanted to put her in a mental asylum. Of course, Delia knew. She knew Patrick was a devil and that his wife was better off without him. Delia was certain he had taken off to England and 2 years later joined the British Army and died in the trenches. One of those unknown soldiers that no one can trace. Strange that. Size of those trenches, you'd think that if you found someone in one, he'd know who it was. Unless, of course, he fell into one of those German trenches and he couldn't understand them when they asked him his name. I do wonder about Delia's version of events, though. After all, it was her that had the moving statue of Our Lady in her sitting room. The one she claimed winked one minute, twitched the next and cried when the room got too cold, forcing Aunt Delia to have a collection to buy some more turf for the fire. And there's Delia, in all her finery, providing tea and cakes to anyone who didn't fancy the trip up to the grotto on a wet night. To be honest, I think she might have been seeing things. Mind you, that's what they say about me and the voices. Hearing, not seeing, that is. That's the trouble when people know you hear voices. They think that they can palm you off with any old nonsense. Now, I'll do my best to put the pieces together for you of what I found out, and I'm not revealing my sources publicly, so you'll have to take my word for a lot of this. Oh, Delia was half right. Not only did Patrick abandon one family, he did the same again. Bigamy was easy, you see. First time he must have thought, I'm a continent apart and who would find out? But second time round, he didn't even move to another state. He just upped sticks and found another wife. That's nerve. Shrink said he might have been a sociopath. Good at fooling people. A charmer. Never felt any guilt. All the lies he told. It's no wonder he hit the bottle with all the demons. Never mind all the wives he had. People sound forgiven now, you know. Oh, what a character, and a bit of a boy. Some get up and go on him. That sort of thing. How did he die? died on a cold December night in 1932. Died down an alleyway of hypothermia. Bottle of whiskey in his hand. Trousers round his feet. And no one is quite sure how he got there, but I have my suspicions. I'll say no more now. Well, I have to board now. I can tell you more when I get to the Hooghly. You see, no one would believe me if I told them how I finally found Patrick. They'd think I made it all up. Was that Patrick? No, I have never been near the Blarney Stone. What do you mean? It takes one to know one.
Will passengers for Aer Lingus flight E1715 to Cork please make their way to gate 12 for boarding.
Voices in the Air was written by Anne O'Donoghue and was a finalist entry in Green Curtain Theatre's Leaving competition for new writing, held in 2018. It was performed by Jackie Milne. Voices in the Air is a Green Curtain Theatre production and was recorded in January 2019.